This is a podcast from Yerbury Primary School. The Moon.
It's close to the sun, but it's not going to see it. The moon only comes up in the night. It glows in the dark. Sometimes you can get half moons, full moons, and just quite full moons.
The space rockets that went to the moon,
yeah.
They put like little panels on the moon, and also the moon always faces the same way to the Earth, so you can put panels on it to measure how far away it is. It's actually moving 3 centimetres per year away from us.
That's why in a certain amount of time the seas will rise.
And also the tides will be much
higher,
bigger.
Yeah.
So the tides will come higher and the tides will go lower, which will make a big difference.
The interesting thing is that I'm wondering why the moon isn't actually getting closer to the Earth, because I think it should be, because the Earth would pull it in with gravity. But it isn't.
Yeah, seems
the Earth is just making it move around the Earth. I remember about it in a poem that Mary Gibson told us, where they personified the moon and made it look like a person walking across lakes and ponds.
I saw a full moon.
There's aliens? Maybe.
There is
aliens. There are, because Guinness World Book of Records, it said that somebody found the smallest
alien
house on the moon. The mouse, the moon, and the gruffalo. Gruffalo and the mouse went to the moon, and the gruffalo and the mouse ate the gruffalo's wart, and then...
Wart?
Yeah, and then he went screaming away. And they did that.
The owl and the cat, he sing on the boat, and the cat plays violin, and the owl sings. And they go on the boat in the night, and they sing to the moon.
The moon has a little bit of gravity, but not enough to hold everybody on the moon down. So you need special boots to go on the moon.
There's no life on the moon, because when you're on the moon, you can't breathe.
The reason there's no air is there's no trees, and trees have leaves on them, and leaves make air.
And there's no oxygen.
Yeah, yesterday there was a full moon. In Devon, there was a full moon. I looked at the sky because we went to fireworks in Devon, and there was a full moon.
I went to Norfolk over half term, and I saw all these stars, and I couldn't find the moon when I was looking for it. And I saw it, and it was a full moon, and it was gigantic. It's the biggest I've ever seen it.
Once I've gone to the moon and learned how to fly a rocket, I want to teach other people to fly a rocket.
When I was going to Devon and it was in the night, I saw something called a harvest moon, which is a full moon, but it's really, really bright and it's kind of yellowy.
The polar moon is called Changes. Sometimes it's behind the clouds.
Sometimes I see it in the day.
The thing is, I've never seen a full moon in the day, only a crescent moon or a half moon.
I've only ever seen a crescent moon.
Once in a science lesson, I learnt something about the moon, and I never knew this before. I thought the moon was its own light source, but it isn't. The sun's reflecting on it from a long way away, and it's also reflecting on the Earth, on the other side of the Earth. So in the evening, you can see the sun reflecting onto it, but you can't actually see the sun, so it's just a giant rock.
The moon was created the same way as Earth, and it was a part of Earth, and then it came off, and it kind of drifted away.
The Hound and the Pussycat.
The Hound and the Pussycat went to sea in a beautiful pea-green boat, They took some honey and plenty of money wrapped up in a £5 note.
The owl looked up to the stars above and sang...
A guitar.
A beautiful pussy, oh pussy, my love, what a beautiful pussy you are. What a beautiful pussy you are.
I think it's the end, so they got married and then dancing with the light in the moon.
This dog in space, and he was walking, he would land on the moon. And then, once he came on the moon, he just fell from the moon to the sun. And then,
he turned into a hot dog.
Yeah.
Hot dog.
Hey, the cat and the fiddle. The cow jumped over the moon. The little dog laughed. Such fun, so the dish ran away with the spoon.
Look, I think I can know it in Spanish. The very big moon, the one that covers the sun. The big, big moon covers the sun. What's left is a solar eclipse that's done. That's in English.
When they went to the moon, they met this cheese dispenser thing. But then they met it, and this guy, they just went out, and when they were listening, it dug up some more cheese from the moon, put it in its back, and then turned back around.
It looked like cheese because it's got holes in that. It's got it looks like big meteors have hit the moon.
I can play a piece on the piano called Il Clair de la Lune about the moon.
But I do know a fact about the moon, that the moon is moving further away from us, and it moves slower than fingernails grow.
Yesterday, the moon was so big.
I know, it was a full moon.
Yeah, it was a full moon. It's so nice, like a very dark pool.
You've been listening to a podcast from Yerbury Primary School, produced by me, Val Rutt, with editing, post-production and original music by Dan Lee. Thanks to Oliver, Sue Ann, Loris, Alec, Amira, B, Yon, Thomas, Jean, Charlotte, Isabel, Mia, Billy, Wilf and Alfie.